My name is Janie Reed. At the last city council meeting, your mayor asked if there was anyone who had read the borough charter and could take part in the debate. I know 25 people who have been studying this charter for 2 years. They meet once a month to discuss, analyze, and question how it will affect their lives. These people are all members of C-Cubs, Concerned Citizens of the Unorganized Borough. Many of us have the charter in ring binders, so we can easily flip from page to page. The edges are tattered and the margins are full. And when we have questions, we call Brent at the LBC. We go straight to the top for our answers. The borough charter that you will be voting on will put more power in the hands of a few. A new borough assembly can propose an ordinance and in 30 days vote, and it can become the law of the land. So the most recent example is the Reed property. A vocal few started pushing it, and your council spent, 6 months or a year working on it, never knowing that you weren't interested. If it had been a borough, it would have been voted on and passed months ago, and you would be paying for something that most of you don't want. How can a city council in a small town like Petersburg spend so much time and energy on something that their neighbors, the people living all around them, don't want? The borough will be 97 times larger. If they can't judge the needs of the people in a small town, how will they ever figure it out when it's 97 times larger? The mayor said, use Wrangell as an example. Well, we did just that. According to the Alaska Department of Labor, the Wrangell borough workforce increased 12.8%. In 3 years, the borough employees went from 238 to 267, an increase of 29 people, 12.8%. Each government employee costs at a minimum $100,000 a year, considering wages, insurance, and pensions. That comes to $2.9 million for just the increase in the borough workforce. It has already been calculated that the people living outside of Petersburg will pay $185,000 to the borough at 4 mills. Just for discussion's sake, let's say the new borough assembly sets the millage rate for the people outside at 12 mills. You know, the borough assembly can set the millage rate anywhere they want. The charter does not specify if it goes over a certain amount, it has to go for a vote of the people. It is completely up to them, and it could be a complete surprise to all of us. So at 4 mills, they calculated the people outside of Petersburg would pay $185,000. So at 12 mills, we'll just say it's about $550,000. You take $550,000 away from $2.9 million, you get $2.35 million. So when the C-Cubs say your taxes are going up, this is what we are talking about. The residents of Petersburg will have to come up with $2,350,000 to pay for the increase in the borough workforce. That is not even including the increased taxes for the new library, for the new police station, and for some kind of borough offices. But don't take my word for it. Go to the state of Alaska, Department of Labor. It's all there in black and white. While you're there, also check out that during those 3 years, the private workforce in Wrangell decreased by 33 people. So even as the economy is pulling back and people are losing their jobs, government just keeps getting bigger. The towns down south that are declaring bankruptcy, do you think that at one time they were at this point when a vocal few were pushing them to the financial cliff? And if they had just said or voted no 10 years ago, they could have been saved? Just say no. We like Petersburg just the way it is. We don't want it 97 times larger. When you see the signs around town that say, borough up, that's just what it means, up with the size of your government and up with your taxes. The C-Cub members would love to meet with any of you that have questions about the borough. Go to stoptheborough.org for more information. Thank you.